It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
Something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time, makes you wish it was Christmas every day. See the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile.
Hey, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy, and with me in the studio, as promised, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould.
How are you, Paul?
Who is not a barfly.
I am not.
Neither am I. That part always gets you to laugh, doesn't it?
It is. I think it's funny. Although the monkey one, the test pilot monkey one is funniest one, I think.
There's the message.
Yeah.
Is, you
no
know,
more space flights.
Right. That means, you know, a chimpanzee can run the board. That's the message. And it's basically true, which is, you know, why it doesn't take a rocket scientist.
Train one of my chickens to do it. You can get a chicken to play a piano. That would get him to adjust the board, too.
If it wasn't Christmas time, I'd play that song, Sick 'Em on a Chicken. That's a great song. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday, December 10th, 2021, and we've got a lot of folks listening. Actually, Hal picked up his tickets today for the Lake Havasu Symphonic Winds, and he told me, hey, a lot of people listen and give away those tickets today. So I've got 6 tickets to the Symphonic Winds Sounds of the Season, Sunday, December 12th. That's this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Lake Havasu High Performing Arts Center. They're $12 a piece. So if you score a pair, that's a $24 savings for you.
There
right?
you go.
You can, you know, buy a dozen roses for your date and save a little money.
Can you get a dozen roses for $24?
I don't know. Maybe at the dollar store, right? I don't know. I don't buy
you
a dozen.
You get 2 dozen roses at the dollar store for $24.
I haven't had a reason to buy a dozen roses in a while. So anyway, I was just throwing that out there. So I will give away.
My wife is too sensible. She'd want a living plant that she could
right, me too.
Continue to grow.
Me too. I'd much rather have that. But not right now, but in the first break, go ahead and give us a call. And you can have, I would say, 2 to 4, you could have all 6 if you talk me into it. So there you go. All right, so we'll do that when we go to break. Football, man, what a game last night I heard. I didn't watch it.
Neither did I.
But the Vikings, I guess the Steelers spotted the Vikings 29 points and then only lost on the last play of the game. So, yeah, crazy, crazy happenings over in Minneapolis. And tonight we'll have the Suns and the Celtics. Always reminds me of that series in 1975. I actually remember watching it on TV when it was for the World Championship back in the day. And there was an overtime game with the Celtics and the Suns. I think it was 4 overtimes, if I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, they tip off at 8 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow's the tradition, of course, Army-Navy. That game is at noon. That is at noon Arizona time, Army-Navy. And on Sunday, we've got the Raiders at Chiefs. followed by the Bills and the Buccaneers, and then the Bears at Packers. So two really good division games.
Didn't have to travel there. Far for that one, did they?
No, not at all. The Bears and Packers, though, it's been going on for 100 years.
Sure.
You know, that's at 5:30 on Sunday night. And then the big one, of course, they're calling it the Warner Bowl because Kurt Warner played on both teams, the Rams and the Cardinals. And that's Monday night football, the Cardinals. And we'll have the, of course, Dave Pasch and Ron Wolfley calling that game. And that'll be in Phoenix, or in Glendale, rather, the Rams at Cardinals. And that's a 5:30 start. I believe the kickoff is sometime around 6:15. So all that on the sports station, 94.3, 100.5.
Roll the grass into the stadium.
I love that. That's really cool. 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. So, anyway, phone lines are open. If you have a question for your county supervisor in the north half of Havasu anyway, right?
Yep.
North of Palo Verde?
It depends.
What does that mean?
It kind of arcs through from the east side. It kind of arcs and it ends at Kiowa at the lake.
I have my shtick going and everything.
Yeah,
it depends.
It's kind of, it's a weird, it's kind of the shortcut
right.
That goes through town. If you were to shortcut from the middle of town to up to Kiowa.
Oh, that's very true.
You're kind of working your way through town up above the high school.
Right. So anyway, the northern part of Lake Havasu City, and then, of course, Yucca, Mojave Valley, Topoc, and Fort Mojave.
Yep.
Anything else? Anywhere else?
Well, if I go in correct order, it's the north part of Lake Havasu City, Desert Hills, Crystal Beach, Havasu Heights, Yucca, Golden Shores, Topoc, Mojave Valley, and Fort Mojave.
That's a lot of chicken dinner fundraisers during campaign season, isn't it?
Yeah, this week I was up at swearing in the new officers at the Golden Shores Community Association.
Oh, how cool.
Which I've done that before. And then last night I was out at Yucca. The sheriff had a town hall meeting with the sheriff and the undersheriff and the chief deputy and two of the commanders.
Oh, okay. So we were talking before the show. Not really county related, but state politics.
Sure.
And this Arizona governor's race on both sides is getting interesting. I think maybe we should start with Katie Hobbs.
Uh-huh.
Because that was like the most recent. I mean, really? Was that an apology? Because Talanya Adams didn't think it was.
No.
And she's the victim.
Yeah, that's a political apology.
Did you see the video?
No, but I heard the apology about 14 times on radio yesterday.
If you see the video, it's one thing. If you hear the video,
is it worse or better if you see it?
She sounds like she's crying.
Oh, does she? She probably is.
No, she's not. She's anything but. And
if she was crying, she'd be crying over the damage it's doing to her gubernatorial campaign.
Right. She never really apologized for what happened. All
right? Right.
She apologized for the culture. More or less, in the state legislature, or in that office at that time, which was 2015 and before that. She was a minority leader in the Senate.
If you dissect the statement, she says something about, rather than just being in your corner, I should have been your advocate.
Right.
And it's a typical white liberal woman statement. They think that they're the mother of minorities.
Well,
and that they somehow need white liberal women to advocate for minorities, which is ridiculous.
That could be, in my opinion, overthinking it because she was Senate Minority Leader at the time.
Sure.
So I could see where she's coming from the advocate. But, okay, Talanya Adams was making, as a staffer, $60,000 a year when the same position for other staffers was around 85.
They probably don't have
that. That came from the Capital Times.
Yeah, but I don't think they have. Those positions are not identical positions.
She wasn't the low man on the totem pole, and she won the judgment.
Right.
So apparently somebody agreed with her. Was it how many people were in a civil rights jury?
She took off. She had some reason to go. Her son was up in Washington State or something. So she took off and apparently didn't tell anybody she was leaving or something. So there's a bit more to the story.
There is.
And apparently the Senate, because they really, Wendy Baldo is or was chief of staff of the Senate. So she's actually the boss of the staffers.
Okay.
And so that was actually, you know, who was supposed to build the case on the that she was a poor employee, but I don't know that they even made that argument that in the trial that she was a poor employee.
Somebody didn't make that argument because she won $2.75 million.
Yeah, they knocked it down to $300,000, though.
They did?
Yep. Federal's knocked it down to $300,000.
Who did?
Federal government.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can only...
How can they do that?
They must have some rule that they're only paying $300,000.
Nobody's reporting that.
I read it somewhere.
Oh, I'll be darned. Okay, because now all the, you know, the follow-up is she's the winner of a $2.75 million lawsuit. Maybe it's just to make Katie Hobbs look
bad. Oh, it's clearly retribution to Katie Hobbs, which
but
is hilarious.
But it's strange coming from the liberal capital, Arizona Capital Times.
Right, the hotbed of conservatism.
I could say it's liberal. They have a thing called the Yellow Sheet,
And
you've read it.
Oh, I was starring in it for a lot of times as in the legislature.
But nobody that's a Democrat ends up in the Yellow Sheet.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious. When they're making fun of me, I always think it's funny.
Right.
As long as they're doing a good job of making fun of me.
Does that mean you're doing something right when you're a politician? If the liberal media is attacking you?
Yeah.
Like Jeannie Kench said, you know you're doing a good job when you're over the, you know,
yeah,
you know
you're
over the target.
Yeah, over the target.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
No, it was funny because the one time they said Gould's going to paint his face blue and storm the Capitol in a reference to Braveheart, the...
So you were compared to William Wallace?
Yeah, I thought it was
that
funny.
Might be one of your descendants, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
I don't know. My descendants descended from, it's funny because my wife and I did the Ancestry.com thing a couple of years ago. And all of my descendants came from like a 300-mile area that, you know, of the British Isles and Germany and whatnot. They're all...
Right.
The distance between me, where I live and where I was born is greater than where my ancestors came from.
What were
those
called, the Mongols?
No.
No. I'm thinking of what...
I'm Anglo-Saxon.
Right, right, right.
They're Saxons and Angles, and
right.
Which are Germanic tribes. And then they went, when the Romans pulled out of England, the Angles and the Saxons came in to fill the void.
Right, right, right.
And then
they
never took Scotland because... Either it wasn't worth the trouble. They built Hagen's two walls, actually, to keep the Scots out of England.
I figured you for more of a Viking guy with that beard and all.
Oh, know? Yeah, that's pretty much the mix. You can't, and it's funny because Ancestry.com says there's no clear, because of wars and conquest of Northern Europe, there is no, we don't even know what the genetics of Northern Europe look like.
Really?
Yeah. It's that mixed up. You know, because Vikings went Viking, and the Angles and the Saxons came in, and you had French influence in there too, and whatnot. So it's just they don't even know what it is. It's kind of funny because they give you a disclaimer, and it changes about every quarter. They send us a new thing. My wife's pretty much stays the same, but mine changes.
My brother did our family tree on the Lavoie side anyway. I don't know, 20 years ago, and it traced back to. French royalty in Normandy.
Uh-huh.
And I always joke about this, but our family tree was a branch before 1789. It was all royal weddings and arranged weddings.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he joked about it, that our family tree was a branch up until the French Revolution. And then they split and went to Quebec.
Went to Canada.
Yeah, they had to. They escaped with their lives. All right, let's take a short break, and we'll get on the Republican side of the gubernatorial race right now. Boy, if Carrie Lake could find a topic to really step in, you know, to step in it, she did it. There you go. I'm just going to tease it like that. If you don't know out there, folks. Anyway, we are talking to District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Out will continue. Call us for those Lake Havasu Symphonic Winds tickets. Did I say six before?
You did.
I'll give you six. I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to go back on that. Sounds of the Season this Sunday, 3 p.m., Lake Havasu High Performing Arts Center. If you only need two, take two. If you need four, take four. And if it's a half a dozen or, you know, four kids and two adults, we got those too.
There you go.
I spun it. All right, $12 tickets right here. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Here's some Dolly Parton with some Hard Candy Christmas. Back with more in a moment. And if you listen closely on that track, you can hear Linda McCartney, the late Linda McCartney, singing like Yoko Ono. Thank you. Thank you. I only do one show a night. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rule. Also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Located on the Needles Highway in the Laughlin Town Center, visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. Don't forget we stream live at kntrtalk.com. You can get the archive of this show sometime this afternoon, and that's at kntrtalk.com as well on the Speak Out tab. And we also stream at the Lake Havasu City app. Have you heard of this?
No.
Very cool. At the Google Play and Apple iStore, there's a Lake Havasu City app. It's got all restaurants, different poker runs happening around town, past Speak Out shows.
Huh.
They'll have those uploaded for next week, the shows this week. And, it's very cool. Alyssa and Darren do a great job on that app. Speaking of great job, about 100 people are involved in an event every year at the New Hope Calvary Church, and local participants present their 19th, this year they're presenting the 19th annual live drive-through nativity. You've seen this before, right?
Yeah, Janice and I, my wife, were actually used to be in that.
Really?
Years ago. Yeah, because we had horses and burros.
Oh, that's right. You brought the burros.
Yeah.
I remember now.
And the horse, too.
So there's live performers, live animals, and they portray the events of the first Christmas. And again, 100 people are involved, whether behind the scenes or in the performances. And that's tonight and tomorrow night, starting at 5:30. It ends at 9:30 both nights. It's in Desert Hills. Just take Lake, what is it?
There's signs off the highway directing you to either, I think you're better off if you go down to the street that's like Center Drive where Home Depot is.
Right.
And come through that way than if the line's long. If you go down Chenoweth, you might be not at the end of the line.
But you're looking for?
London Bridge Road.
London Bridge Road. Thank you. I got this, my streets mixed up. So you want to go, yeah,
it's
to go the right
way.
It's that
road that goes to that bridge.
To go the right way, yeah, thanks. You want to go south down London Bridge Road. I remember that from
correct
last year.
Yeah,
to
so
go
if,
in, you go south.
Yeah, so if you live in town, you're going to go out, head out towards the mall.
Right.
Make that left in front of Home Depot and follow that road through it. It T-bones into London Bridge Road.
I remember that from talking to them last year. And there should be signs there on 95.
Yeah, those signs are already up.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah, they were up yesterday.
To get you to London Bridge Road so you can make the left and then go south. And you'll literally run. I mean, there's lights out there. You can't miss it.
Yeah, you won't miss it.
Plus, if you get there at the wrong time, London Bridge Road's more like a parking lot, right?
I think they keep everybody over. I would.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, but if you're just traveling through, I would avoid London Bridge Road.
Right. I got you. Anyway, again, there's no charge for this, and it's tonight and tomorrow night starting at 5:30, and it ends at 9:30 both nights. So you kind of want to get out there. I wouldn't say as early as possible, but definitely make time because there's going to be some wait involved. It's a very, very, very popular
event.
Yeah,
I've been when there's no line and I've been when there's a long line. So it's just hit or miss. And it's not like you're going to be out there for 3 hours waiting in line.
You could just ride the horses down there and wade through the traffic.
Yeah, I could.
Why
it's
not?
A long ride from Yucca, but.
Right, exactly.
There's a mountain in the way, too.
Kinda. All right. So there is that going on. And, we're back with District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould, and we're just talking about the governor's race. And now on the Republican side, just when it seemed like Carrie Lake had a, 12 to 15 point lead on Matt Salmon,
yeah,
she kind of stepped in it a little.
Yeah, she just from ID, name ID, she's going to be up in early polls anyway. But,
kind of explain what she did.
She decided that the cameras in the classroom were a good idea. And.
Right.
Because then you could watch what the teacher was saying, and a lot of people didn't like the idea of having their child on camera,
especially with child predators out there.
Sure. And she said that she thought that was a good idea. Matt Salmon thought it was a bad idea. So her reply was, so apparently Matt Salmon supports the raping of children. Then if she doesn't doesn't support my plan.
Ooh.
Which is like over the top.
You think?
You know, yeah. Just ridiculous.
Right. So, and then I think she kind of walked it back to how about we just have cameras.
How about we not have cameras?
teachers have the cameras. And then she was really walking it back. But yeah, it's just gotten to that point where really, Carrie? Isn't that more to you of a liberal idea?
From a liberal, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Yes, so she gave money to John Kerry and Obama when they ran for president.
Right. We do have a phone call.
Right.
Caller, please turn your phone down. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. You're live on Speak Out.
Hi, Ron. I wanted to find out if you see any notion that there are clear-cut moral choices in this gubernatorial race. I'll listen off the air if you have any opinions in that direction. Thank you.
Kenny, can you be more specific? Okay, he hung up.
Amongst the Republicans, was that his question?
Yeah, he just said in this year's gubernatorial campaign.
Yeah, I don't know of any moral issues.
I don't either.
Amongst the candidates.
I don't either.
I haven't really got into it that deeply.
Yeah, that's why I wanted him to be more specific, and then he hung up.
No, so. I'm supporting Matt Salmon, but
right.
And that, I've made that pretty clear.
Right.
But I don't know that any of the other ones have moral issues. You really don't. I know Kimberly Yee from when I was in the legislature, and I'm not anti-Kimberly. I just like Matt better. You know, it's always a bunch. There's usually not a clear-cut answer.
Is she termed out as state treasurer?
I do not think so.
Because I would have thought she could run again. You know,
she's a solid candidate.
She's a solid office holder. She's a great reputation as state treasurer.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I mean, I could see why she would want to run for governor, but it seems like she's getting lost in the crowd.
Yeah, clearly. She'd worked for Arnold Schwarzenegger when Schwarzenegger was governor of California, but I probably would not play that up if I was her now.
Right, exactly.
He was the anti-Trumper. But,
right, but she only worked for him.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not, you work for people to make a living. You don't necessarily have to agree with their policies and their behaviors.
Right. So are there any new poll numbers out there for Salmon and Lake and
Yee? I don't know what they are.
I haven't seen
any. And it's pretty early, so really all you're polling is name ID anyway.
Right.
And Lake has good name ID because she was on TV. And local Fox is not the same as Fox Cable.
What do you mean?
Well, look at this. Local Fox is really no different than
any
of the other local. It bleeds, it leads garbage.
You
that
mean
they
Fox
play.
News?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I got you.
The cable shows are different. Those are opinion shows.
Because they do have a station called Fox News Extra or Fox 10 Extra. It's on Channel 45.
I'm talking about the local Fox
okay.
affiliates.
Okay.
Their news is no different than anybody else's news.
For those of us that get antenna TV, right?
Yeah.
I love the antenna TV district. So there you go. All right.
Those of you that can get it.
I get it. I know a lot of people that get it now.
Yeah.
It's for years, I think a lot of people didn't try because you had the proliferation of dishes
uh-huh.
and that sort of thing, and now with the exorbitant price of you know Dish and Direct and all that, people are cutting the cord,
sure,
and discovering, oh yeah, the antenna works, and I don't need a decoder or whatever that was that was for the other TVs, not the flat screens, you know?
Yeah, the translator,
I don't know. It's a box you had to plug
converter
into.
Converter box. Yeah, the Federals gave those away.
The converter. You don't need that when you have a flat screen and you have an antenna. You just plug right into the antenna, into the RF. So, all right, we're with District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. We've got more to talk about, including Allo Communications now making a play up in Kingman.
Yeah.
We know where they're coming to Havasu, and they already have an office picked out, and the build, I guess, is kind of in the preliminary stages right now.
I've seen some of the trucks around.
I have not.
I have.
Okay. We'll talk about that when we come back and see what else we can come up with. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And we still have those Havasu Symphonic Winds tickets to give away as well. Sounds of the Season this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Lake Havasu High Performing Arts Center. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be right back in just a moment on Speak Out.
Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
A little Michael Bublé to get us in the Christmas spirit. Back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on. Now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. You can call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send Thane What a Guy O'Brien an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. All right, welcome back to the show. We're with District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. Our number 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Turn this into talk radio, not just listen radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Allo Communications, we know they're coming to Havasu.
Sure.
I know you heard us talk with Doc about that. We were with the mayor and city manager.
Yeah, I actually had a meeting a couple of months ago with James Gray from the PED and the folks from Allo.
They're very ambitious now about Havasu is going to be the first Arizona market.
Yeah.
For Allo, but now there's Kingman.
Right.
What? Tell me about the deal. This was all put together and then voted on. I was a little surprised it was in a consent agenda item.
Yeah, well, everything goes in the consent agenda that doesn't require a hearing.
Okay.
And then any member can pull that out of the consent agenda. A lot of times people from the public will want to discuss something, so they'll ask you to pull it off the consent agenda.
So where does the $4 million come in? Is this from the county?
No, it's ARPA money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Travis.
American Rescue Plan Act.
$4 million of his ARPA money.
That's American Rescue Plan Act.
Right, right.
Okay.
Monopoly money that was created out of thin air to rob you of the value of your currency.
Right. But that was passed during Trump, right? The American Rescue Plan, right at the end of the Trump administration, the end of the term.
Could be. Bad idea either way.
I'm pretty sure. Right, right. Absolutely. But anyway, what are we looking at as far as Allo being in the Kingman area? This is just for District 1.
Yeah, and I believe it's just North Kingman. It's outside of city limits. So it's Butler and Birdland.
So Birdland,
yeah.
Which is all streets named after birds.
They are.
Right.
It's a high-density housing area. There's a lot of people live in that area. Small lots, and a lot of people live up there. And the $4 million was just to get them to do that, you know, to make that a priority.
Right, in that area.
So, I think, you know, broadband's probably a pretty good use of that money. Because what you don't want to do is create, at least what I don't want to do, I don't want to create things that will then require taxes to maintain.
Right. So Allo is spending, they're prepared to spend anyway, $100 million in that area.
Sure.
For the broadband expansion, whereas in Havasu, it's a $50 million investment. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that
kinda
is kinda
interesting
of,
to me.
When you think about it that way, it is interesting.
Right. And then it's, so you talk to them. Are you convinced that they can be a viable alternative to, say, Suddenlink? Because really, the only one that can match the speed of Suddenlink is something like that fiber-based internet.
Right. No, they have pretty good market share in Nebraska. They're out of Nebraska. They have it. I forgot. They had the history of the company. They told me what it was, but I forgot.
I think what,
shame on me, but
right. And I think what impressed
they had pretty
me,
good market penetration.
What impressed me the most when I went to their website was their prices, because you're talking about 500 up and 500 down as far as speed bandwidth, that was it. The most expensive market, according to the spokesman that was here, was Omaha, and that was $70 a month.
Hmm.
$70. And I know I pay quite a bit more for Suddenlink service, even though I have the really close to 500, but it's not 500. But it is the unlimited data.
Yeah, and broadband is not really that defined of a term. I think the Federal's defined it in they've got a broadband package that they were pushing out also. And I think they actually defined it. I thought it was like 100 or down and 20 up or something. It was kind of a – everybody was speculating because every outfit's got an advantage one way or the other. So they're all hoping that whatever the government's requirements is – They're the one that meets that best because it gives them a competitive advantage.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever tried to clock the speed on your own at home, but there are, you know, apps on your phone that'll do that.
Right, right.
Or websites that'll do that. And a lot of them don't even come close to that federal definition.
Right.
You know, depending on where you're trying to.
Supposedly in the Yucca area, we're going to get Starlink in February.
So really?
Elon Musk has heard our plea.
Well, I have a friend that already has it. In Mojave Valley.
Yeah. But yeah. It's pretty, the pattern on the ground is pretty small.
So do you mean Yucca or Havasu?
No, I mean the Gould area of the Gould Ranch 20 miles south of Yucca is what I mean.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's Elon Musk and yeah. He's a marketeer.
Yeah.
So to get how they determine what they're doing next is how many people sign up.
Sure.
So to sign up, it costs you $100. So not only do you have to put your name on the list, you got to pony up a C-note also.
But I'll tell you right now, Ron, it works. It's amazing. Once you get it installed and you hook it up, you're thinking, okay, it's not working. And then all of a sudden, this disc, which is what it is,
right.
It's not a dish, it's a disc. It'll start spinning, it locks into the satellites, and then you get 40 up, 40 down,
mm-hmm.
or above.
Yeah, and out in the rural areas of the county, if you're either using like HughesNet, which is this dish has the same service as HughesNet, which is incredibly slow.
I think he told me it's 85 down and 40 up.
Okay.
Which is, wow.
Yeah, so that'll be good for people. I had a call last week to my office. They wanted us to get broadband, and it's like, we don't have electricity. How are you going to get? You know, we have no poles.
Right.
You know, it's a little more complicated if you're off.
Right, right. So, moving on, the county administrator, the replacement for Yvonne Orr.
Right.
Was hired.
Right.
This is what I really wanted to talk about this because our county manager, Sam Elters, was brought out of retirement to be county manager, right? Wasn't he in retirement?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, the new.
He had come back, he was working for an outfit in California.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think he was retired.
But the new, her name is Barbara Spoonhour.
Yeah.
She was retired.
Yeah, she's
came out of retirement.
Kind of young to be retired, though.
Is she, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen the video.
Apparently, she was retired to Bullhead City and then decided she wanted to go back to work. Saw the ad and wanted to go back to work.
Right, right. And she replaced, of course, Yvonne Orr,
right.
Who died suddenly. So. So Spoonhour, I saw the annual salary package was $102,564. Does that include benefits?
I think that's her
before benefits
salary. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because the salaries on those kind of positions has been going up over time.
So what does she oversee?
The TV district, the
animal shelter.
And some whatever Sam.
The morgue.
The morgue deal and whatever the kind of the special projects person.
So when the county went to look for a replacement, did they, do you know how broad that search was?
Well, she was not their first choice.
Oh.
Because the people that they kept making the offer to kept accepting other offers.
So
I think she was the third choice. Hopefully that was not confidential information, but.
Oh, okay. Well.
It's out there now.
Yeah, it's out there now.
But
exactly.
she has quite a good resume. She'd worked in Riverside County.
Right.
Doing, like, kind of like for WACOG, WACOG has a Western Arizona Council of Governments, and it was kind of the same thing for Riverside County.
Right.
And she'd done some special projects that were similar to what she's going to be doing there. Here at the county.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting but then I didn't know there were other choices before her. I had no idea.
Yeah. And so. That's very, you know, the job market's tight.
Sure it is.
You know, so it's the employees market right now, you know.
All right, let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about the, well, not the polls necessarily, but I found an OH Predictive Insight poll.
Yeah.
About the favorability ratings of the candidates, Republican side.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Kerry Lake's on top with 25%, very favorable, mm-hmm. and then Matt Sams at 14%. And who is Steve Gaynor?
A guy that ran for something else that I forget what it was.
Isn't he a millionaire?
Might be.
I think he was one of those millionaire types that threw his hat in.
He has no name recognition, obviously.
Apparently his millions has not bought him any name recognition. He ran for a statewide office. I just can't think what it is.
Right.
And it was fairly recent, too.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
It's off.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting feedback also.
I'm getting some kind of echo. Anyway,
well, thanks you guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I was going to talk about the name recognition angle. Is Matt Salmon, caller, somebody that the name you recognize?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And, Kimberly Yee a little bit. Karen Robson, I've never heard of her. And Steve Gaynor, I've never heard of him.
Robson is the university regent, correct?
She was a regent,
yeah.
And her husband's a developer.
Right.
Okay. So basically,
she had a nice, a real pleasant Christmas commercial. Well, not, but I just heard on a different station. It was a nice commercial, but I don't think it's not going to do anything politically.
What do you mean a different station?
There's other stations? Some other station.
Anyway, Kerry Lake, Salmon, and Yee are the only three that I recognize.
Yeah.
Do you know if they have a coffee pot in their kitchen?
Which one?
Those stations.
I don't know. It's an incredibly old building. They broadcast out of a foreign republic.
I'm saying that in jest from a Facebook post that I did yesterday. So, anyway. The caller, thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate the numbers. And those were the numbers that I had seen last, was a, you know, about 13-point lead. But the reason I ask about name recognition and Matt Salmon, okay, those of us who were in Arizona 20-some years ago, or whenever, what was it, 2002?
2002, yeah. 02.
Okay, it'll be 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time.
This coming year, this coming election.
Politically, it's a long time.
Politically, it is 15 lifetimes.
Right.
I mean, a political lifetime is about 6 months. So there's a lot of new residents in the state that won't recognize that name, but they will recognize Kerry Lake.
Yeah, and man, maybe. I don't think I've ever watched her news show. I was on her station before and got interviewed by her. Before I went on, got interviewed by Hook when I was in the legislature, but
right. It's
just not. I don't know how many people watch that stuff. It must be enough to earn her 25%. And then you got the president's and Trump's endorsement of her,
well,
which I think is a bad choice. Personally,
her early commercials on YouTube and social media and broadcast, where she's kicking the televisions and they're exploding. Have you seen that?
No.
You know, it was symbolic of her kicking the mainstream media to the curb because they wanted her to report a certain way.
Yeah, but that...
It made her look very strong.
Yeah, but it's not reality.
No, TV's not reality. We used to say that all the time in television.
Yeah, you know, when you have no...
It's how you want to paint
it. When you
it.
Have no voting record, you can be a chameleon, and you can be any color that somebody wants you to be.
Sure, absolutely.
Where Matt Salmon and Yee have records.
Right.
You know, and you can look... And the best way to tell what somebody's going to do in the future is look at what they've done in the past.
Well, now, and he has endorsements. He has endorsements as long as both arms and both legs.
Sure.
And I asked Kerry Lake about that in an interview, and she said they don't matter. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if they're as important as people think.
But she has endorsements from Graham, Senator Cruz. Matt Salmon has endorsements from, you know, Senator Graham, Senator Cruz, a lot of Washington people.
Sure.
And she discounts that. So, all right, let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Oh, yeah. I wonder, why has the treasurer, why did she resign? Nobody seems to know. I haven't heard anything either.
She resigned to run?
I don't think so.
Kimberly Yee?
No, the county treasurer.
Oh.
Oh, Cox? Health.
for health reasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was for health reasons.
It's health reason.
That's Cindy Cox, right?
Yeah, I think it's effective at the
end of
31st,
the year. Yeah, that's Cindy Cox referring to.
Yeah, it's a health
right.
reason.
Right.
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe it had to do that fiasco on the taxes that, you know, they had to
no.
redo.
No, that's
bad.
From the Havasu Tax District. No, it wasn't that. It's and I talked to Jeannie Kench this week. She was on the show, and we talked before the show about that. And it was purely health reasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the calls. Boy, they really turned this into talk radio.
Yeah,
all I had to do was say something.
All of a sudden.
That's great. So I talked to Ron about this off the air during our last commercial break, and I wanted to know Ron's goals. Of course, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould is who we're talking to. Ron, what are your goals for 2022, either politically, personally, or both?
Lose weight and spend more time with my family.
How can you lose weight? get up in more attics, right?
Yeah. No, I'm going to be chairman next year of the Board of Supervisors.
That's a great time to make a list.
And we rotate, so it's not like I somehow was able to.
But that's not a goal. That's more like you were voluntold.
I know. It was pausing. It was a dramatic pause. No, actually, I want to take a look at what is the county mandated by law to do.
About?
Everything.
Okay.
Because we do a lot of things, but we really need to know what are we mandated to do. You know, what does state statute require that a county does? Because that's where you should build your baseline from, is what are you required to do, because all the other things are optional.
So
we're going to run into a problem here with wages are going up.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed to give all the county employees a dollar raise this year and another dollar next year. But that was from ARPA, from some stimulus money. So we're not, and that's going to run out. So then we're going to have, then what do we do then?
This is real budget money we're
going to
be talking about.
Right, then we're going to go back.
Not fake money.
Yeah, instead of Monopoly money from Washington.
Or Santa Claus money,
yeah,
as I call it.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to have to figure out how do you do that. How do you pay for that?
All right. We have about a minute and a half left, but we have a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speakout.
Yeah, regarding what the counties should do, what is the county's liability exposure to county rights of way when the roads are completely demolished and dangerous in the right of way? I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Good question. That's a good question. What is the county's liability?
I don't know that we're liable on roads that we maintain, but there's a lot of roads that are not in the maintenance program, and most of the dirt roads are public rights of way. But I don't know that we hold any liability on those if we're not maintaining them. And not every dirt road and every paved road in the county is in the maintenance program.
Ah. That's the caveat.
Right. I have a book that tells me which ones are. Some of them are in the regular maintenance program on a dirt road is that you get, it gets graded every 6 weeks.
Right.
That you have what's called a tertiary program, which is the when we get around to it. Which is usually, they're telling you twice a year.
They still make those? Round to it?
Yeah.
All right. County Supervisor Ron Gould from District 5 has been our guest. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
And the family.
Let's not,
Vinny.
Yeah. And let's not forget that the real reason for the season is that Jesus came to earth. God put on flesh and came to earth to show us the way and save us from our sins.
Very good point. All right. So to you and Janice, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And
Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
The entire Gould family. Thank you. All right. Now that we have the thank yous out of the way,
yeah,
we're going to take a short break because we want to thank our sponsors, too.
Yeah, the guys that pay the bill.
Right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. You're listening to Speak Out.
Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing. Let every bell ring. The story of hope.
Oh my, this is becoming a nail biter. Christmas is just around the corner. Hi, this is Ingrid with Patio Paradise. You are well aware that we carry barbecues, accessories, dishware, and grills. But where are you going to put everyone? We have received our newest shipment of Made in America, durable to our climate, patio sets. Splurge a little for your yard. Now's the time. Shop Patio Paradise, Lake Havasu City.
Patio Paradise. Create paradise in your own backyard.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. A very short time left. Don't forget, Speak Out 2.0. Up after news and a short break. Next week on this show, next week will be our last week before a 2-week Christmas break. So we'll have a Better Business Bureau on Monday. Jess Knudsen, city manager for Lake Havasu City, he'll be in on Tuesday. Of course, the Real Estate Power Hour on Wednesday. Representative Leo Biasucci on Thursday. And we'll have Go Lake Havasu and, of course, Mike Bonney in on Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.